For Mission Network News, I'm Todd Morris. Today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA offers this prayer for persecuted brothers and sisters.
Lord, we pray for Christians who are in prison, Christians who are homeless because they are not allowed to live in their village or because their home has been destroyed. Father, firstly, we pray that you would just encourage them, that you would strengthen them to face the challenges and the trials that they're facing. We pray, Lord, that you would protect them and provide for them. Father, the last thing I would pray is that they would know, and supernaturally, even at this moment, they would know someone is praying for them, that they're not alone, they're not forgotten, but that they are being prayed for right even at this moment.
As you can see, saying a prayer doesn't have to take that long, so please take some time to join us in prayer as we continue lifting up the persecuted church. Here's FMI's Bruce Allen.
Lord Jesus, even these places where there is darkness, these are still your places. We pray that your light breaks through in magnificent ways, even to give encouragement to people as they're going through difficult time, whether they're in a prison or whether they're facing persecution out in the community. We pray for their ability to continue living the life that you want them to live.
FMI works in the world's three largest Muslim-dominant countries where Christian persecution is heavy. Find more details on their work and learn how you can stand with the persecuted church at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and this month Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Richunda Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up for free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.